That seems a lot.
Huh?
That.
I hear the train a coming.
Welcome back to Raised in the Shaw. What a poignant first segment that was. I do not know Mario. I didn't stuck in Folsom Prison. Some of the
and time keeps dragging on.
And some of the relationships that veterans have with them.
But that train keeps rolling.
The way it has grown. Mario Herrera is our guest.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son,
tell me again the
always be a good boy, don't ever play
I think so.
With
they operate mostly off of Facebook. I don't think I've ever actually been on their website, but it's Hero Hunt. It's the only one in Wisconsin, the only one that I've ever
when
seen.
I hear
so
that
if you Google Hero Hunt, you'll probably
I
see
hang my head
them pretty easily. They're out of a pod, and there's a caveat for new hunters. If you are a new hunter, you are at the front of the line. They will make sure that you get out there and that you get your first hunt when you go out. They have so much property, so much land. And then, let's say you're not a veteran, but let's say you do have some hunting land, and you're willing to allow some veterans to hunt on that property, consider reaching out and telling them, hey, I would like to host a group of veterans. That's what my trip was the first time I went out, and now I go to it every year. It's supposed to be 30 new veterans every year for the particular one I went to. But, and you will appreciate this, Joel, the person that usually hosted, or one of the guys on the host committee, he was the cook. And so when I got invited, they told me, oh, the person that normally cooks no longer comes to these. So we're all going to pitch in. Little do they know that I get down in the kitchen. So I was the cook that year, and I've been invited back every single year for the simple fact that I feed everyone. So if
what did you make? What are some of the things you
so we
cooked?
So I took every dish that my fiance that calls one of her favorites, and then I remade. And I make a lot of traditional Mexican dishes with the food that I made. So I made I made venison tacos. I made Mexican style beans, chorizo, and then went to Costco, bought enough eggs to feed a small army, and just scrambled all of it together. So a lot of good flavors, a lot of good game meat, just kind of all combined together into wonderful dishes that nobody there has ever had. So it was my bribe into this permanent trip that I'm fortunate to be a part of.
You sent me a picture a little while ago, or I saw a picture of some tacos you made. Take us through a basic venison taco that you're making that's going to have a nice authentic flavor and going to be fantastic.
Oh, so these are birria tacos. It's traditionally
birria,
if you want to pronounce it birria,
birria,
birria. Gotcha. So, originally from Jalisco is where it originated.
Is where your family's from.
Yes. So if you were poor and lived in, we call it el rancho, the ranch, and all you had was goats, you would make it's almost the same process as making your barbacoa or pulled pork. And what makes it a little bit different is the spices. So you get traditional Mexican spices like guajillo, arbol. Another one, I
cumin.
You put cumin's in there. There's another chili. I always forget what its name, but it's like the fat version of guajillo, and I just know what it looks like. So if you see a darker chili that looks like it's the chubby chili, all the chilies make fun of that one. some paprika, cumin, salt, pepper, oregano, and then you could kind of play with it however you want, but you make it the same way you would make pulled pork. And then I use the roast from the deer. And then you take the tortilla and you dip it in all the sauces. So as you're making the taco, you're kind of forming all of those juices in with a tortilla. And you stuff it with cheese, so it kind of serves as the glue. And it is one of the best tacos you will ever have in your life.
What kind of cheese?
Oaxaca.
Oaxaca cheese. Now, if you live in and around the Shaw, you're very fortunate because there are tiendas around that have the ingredients you're talking about, the types of peppers you're talking about, and the Oaxaca cheese and Chihuahua cheese. And man, I have to tell you, that's got my mouth watering right now. But don't be afraid of authentic recipes to use your wild game in.
Oh, they're certain. So much better because now you're taking something that you know how to do very well, something that's built into your traditions and culture, and you are making a meal out of it with something that you shot and harvested yourself. I always get friends that tell me, "Oh, Mario, I don't like venison. It's too gamey." I'm like, "That's because you're a bad cook." Come over. And I remember a few of my neighbors a couple days ago said, "Oh, I don't like venison." I invited them over for burgers. Every single one of them said, "That is the best burger I've ever had." They didn't say it was the best venison they ever had. They said it was the best burger. And I told them, "I hope you know you're eating venison." None of them knew why, because if you know how to cook, then it tastes so much better.
There's a massive misperception when people say something tastes gamey. I cook for people every week. I mean, if it's not 3-4 days, it's at least 2 or 3 days that I'm cooking wild game for people. And never once have I cooked wild game for someone and they said, "Oh, it tastes gamey." I think people often want to take wild game and make it in a fashion that they literally are not caring for what they're creating as much as they would if they bought the meat from the store. And of course, it's not going to taste as good.
You know, Joe, I'm convinced whenever people tell me it tastes gamey, what they're probably doing is just running over the meat with the vehicle a few times, and that's the way that they tenderize it. So it's probably the flavor of the rubber burnt tires, because, or they can't cook. But that's my challenge to everyone, to learn some good recipes and get out in the field and cook whatever it was that you
wanted. And if it didn't turn out super great, don't be worried about trying to try it a different way the next time. And that's what one of the joys of cooking to me is changing things as you go. We're going to come right back. We've got Mario Herrera with us, veteran, experienced cook, and considered very classy as well. When we come back, I want to talk about minorities in hunting and what you are seeing in the minority community as far as embracing hunting.
Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.